This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Tomorrow, Ira Flato will be here with Science Friday to talk about the science of horse racing, breeding, bleeding, vets and bets, and of course, what makes a winner. That's tomorrow on Talk of the Nation Science Friday. Most parents look for a better way to raise their kids. For some, that means better toys, better schools, and better parenting classes. But Muffy Mead Farrow has a hunch that less might be more. She's followed through on this hunch by raising her kids as a self-described slacker mom. Her new book outlines the telltale signs of a slacker mom, like leaving one old rusty swing for two kids to share instead of investing in two new ones, or not buying a gift for a brother every time a sister gets a new toy. It involves not reading parenting books, but listening to your instincts when it comes to your children. Sound radical? Well, what's been your best slacker mom moment? Do you come clean to your family and friends about it? Our phone number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, or email us, TOTN@npr.org. Joining us now from the studios of member station KUER in Salt Lake City, Utah, is Muffy Mead Farrow. Again, her new book, Confessions of a Slacker Mom. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thank you very much. How are you, Neil?
Very well, thanks. So when did Good. You know you were a slacker mom?
Oh, I knew I was a slacker mom before I was even a mom. I was pregnant. I was pregnant with my first baby and trying to do everything that was prescribed to me by the 5 pregnancy advice books that I had on my nightstand, and realizing pretty quickly that I was unable or unwilling to do all of those things.
So but you didn't want to put the headphones on the bulge on your tummy to play Mozart?
I just couldn't find the time. But then, I thought to myself, my own wonderful mother didn't have any pregnancy advice books. And, she raised us for the rest of her life without any parenting advice books at all. She had a great family doctor. We grew up in a very small town and actually on a cattle ranch. Mm-hmm. We had a great family doctor, but she also was willing to have some faith in herself and her common sense and her gut instincts as a mom. And I feel like we're getting a little bit separated from our gut instincts these days because we are so inundated with expert advice from books and parenting magazines and websites and just marketing, basically.
Well, when you were looking for these inspirations, I guess you had to, in a way, channel your mom. She's not there for you to turn to.
That's right. That's right. And, I do think all the time about what my mother was like and what she would do in this situation or that, and I realize, sadly, while I do that, that I probably wouldn't be so eager to think about what she would do if she were still here. I think that's just the way that we're wired, and I wish she were here, but since she's not, I do think constantly about the way that we were raised, and I'm really awed by the hands-off style that she and my father had with myself and with my 2 brothers in an environment that really has to be described as dangerous. It was a cattle ranch,
and
we had
a lot of dangerous things around.
Yes, heavy equipment and large animals and irrigation ditches and all kinds of things, for us to get hurt with, and we did. And, of course, it's every parent's worst nightmare to have their kid really get seriously hurt. But when we were little, we did get hurt quite a bit, and we learned early on that we better watch out for ourselves, that there wasn't always going to be somebody else there watching out for us, and that, the world is unpredictable, and it's dangerous, and that, yes, you can get hurt. And I really feel like having learned that early on, we've probably been safer later on because we know about danger.
I know one of the lessons you've taken away from all this upbringing is that there's really no need for a parent to take their kid down to the mall for a picture with Santa Claus.
Well, I laugh about things like that, but I also think a lot of times those things are wonderful, and my book is somewhat tongue-in-cheek. There are a lot of things that I just can't seem to find the time to do and that I feel like everybody else around me is doing and doing them all the time at a supermom level, and they're producing super kids, and my kids just seem to be average and normal, and they're wonderful to me, but I think that, truly it's become quite competitive, and I think this is partly a result of the massive information that we have now, because, if you do go to the bookstore and go to the parenting section, you'll immediately feel like an idiot and a loser and a slacker. Because you see in front of you instructions on how to do so many things that you're not doing at all. You know, and this is not just true for parenting. I mean, you can find a book on how to talk to your dog. You may not have known you were supposed to be doing that. Or how to fold
napkins. I didn't know that, no.
Well, there you go. And what about this? How to fold napkins. This book is written by a napkin folding expert. You know, and this is something you thought you knew how to do.
Napkins,
so I really think
we use paper towels most of the time.
Well, okay, you're at my level. you're a slacker. We've got too many experts, I think, and it does make you feel like you don't know anything. And the truth is, we do. We know a lot, and I think, especially when it comes to raising your kids, you surely must have some gut instincts about how to do this. I mean, every other species on Earth has gut instincts about how to raise their young without consulting the parenting section of the bookstore.
Well, I think we've got some moms on the phone who want to add to the conversation. 800-989-8255, by the way, or email us, TOTN at NPR.org. Lisa's with us from Minneapolis. Hello, Lisa.
Hi. Hey, I totally believe about that expert stuff. I just don't read the books, and I went totally by my instincts with my kids. I have three kids, 9, 7, and 5. And they're all in school now this year, and school starts at about 7:35. And if they take the bus, they have to get on there at 5 to 7, so my husband drives them instead. But what I do to make the mornings go easier is I let them sleep in their clothes.
No!
Oh, my gosh!
I do.
Talk about pragmatic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
If we keep you on the line for another 3 minutes, the pajama police are going to trace this call.
Yeah, it's just...
Oh, that's funny.
Because otherwise, I mean, half the time he's carrying a little one down the stairs, and so it's just easier if we can just, you know, get the shoes on and get the coats on, and they're out the door.
Do they look a little rumpled when they're going off to school?
Well, they don't look so bad, and actually when it's on, like, a wacky hair day, that's a great time because I don't have to brush their hair.
And some of those baggy pants styles,
they're
going to fit right in.
They fit right in, so nobody can tell. That's my little secret.
Oh, I love it. That is very funny.
Well, thanks for the call, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
And happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go now to Jerry, and Jerry's with us from Duke Center, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Neil.
Hi.
I have a great moment. I actually just happened this morning as I was dropping my son off at school. I have four children, and my husband's in medical school, so he's never around to help. God love him.
Oh, yeah.
But I realized as my oldest was getting out of the car that he hasn't changed his underwear in 2 days.
Well, there's got to be something really bad that's going to happen. I don't know what.
Well, I don't know. He's in the backyard right now, and I realized he still hasn't changed them, so I'm not caring anymore.
It's getting a little later in the day. I mean, you know.
It really is. He's got a T-ball game coming up, so I guess
what's
I'm just going to let it go.
Yeah.
And should his father come home, the physician, and find out all the germs roaming around, I guess I will have to be a slacker mom forever.
Okay.
Oh, I love it. What a great slacker mom story.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
And Jerry, happy laundry day.
Well, that could be part of the problem, too.
Well, I think she's cutting way down on her laundry load.
Well, that's true.
I guess I could be classified as environmentalist then, couldn't I?
That too, yes. The water and detergent usage is going way down over at their house.
But what she loses in volume, she may make up for in other ways.
Absolutely.
In waste.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Jerry.
Oh, that's funny.
We're speaking with Muffy Mead Farrow. She's the author of a new book called Confessions of a Slacker Mom. She's with us from the studios of KUER in Salt Lake City, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Let's get another caller on the line. This is Linda, and Linda's with us from Minneapolis.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Linda.
My slacker mom moment has become sort of a family of fable, actually, and it's actually a true story. When my son was 16, we sent him to a bike camp in Florida. He was a bike racer, and I made all the arrangements in November. The bike camp was in March, and at the time I was working for the legislature, and of course March is very, very heavy time at the legislature. And when I made the arrangements in November, I had sent him a day early, but I forgot to make a hotel reservation for him. So we merrily sent him off on his way with his bicycle in a box and his huge bag, and there he was in the Orlando airport, schlepping that box from side to side, waiting for the camp van to pick him up, only to realize himself that he was there a day early.
Uh-huh.
A 16-year-old can't rent a hotel room by themselves, of course. He's actually, you know, the best part of this is having been a slacker mom his whole life. He grew up relatively self-sufficient, and he simply got himself to a Holiday Inn and called us, and we were able to actually fax credit card information down there, and he took care of it himself. There's an advantage, actually, to being a slacker mom when you do something really big like that. They can actually take care of themselves.
Well, you've just identified the big payoff.
Because at the end of the day, Linda, we raise them to let them go, and they better be prepared.
You know, and we're really good friends today, and he's 29 years old and about to have his first kid.
And I bet doesn't raise this story more than, twice a year?
Oh, well, whenever we get together, it comes up, usually. But the thing is, about 2 years later, we did the same, not quite the same thing to our daughter, but she was coming back from a summer in Europe, and I had it in my head that she was coming back on a certain day, and the day before she called her dad at work and said, by the way, I'm here. Are you guys going to come get me?
you're a serial slacker mom.
I am, and, you know, we've been very consistent about this. And the kids actually seem to be okay, and they laugh about it now.
Well, I hope they call you and wish you a happy Mother's Day.
I'm sure they will.
Okay, Linda. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go with now Lori. Lori's with us from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, Lori. Thank you.
I'm laughing about all these stories. I am a slacker mom whose best friend is Supermom. And she called me a few months ago right before they were coming over to dinner at our house. She has two daughters, 8 and 6. And she wanted to inquire as to whether I had organized entertainment for her daughters while they were at my home and whether or not some nephews and nieces were going to come over and et cetera, et cetera. And I have an 18-year-old son, my one and only, so we're in a little bit different stage of life. And so I pretended that, yes, of course, I had made all these arrangements to entertain her daughters for the afternoon. And, of course, I did nothing because I felt that they should just be able to come for a family visit and be content with the, you know, the surroundings as they were. But this is a person who arrives at our home with a freshly baked basket of biscotti and 5 movies for the kids to watch and a craft activity. And I just couldn't possibly equal that. So I just don't even try. And I don't think she knows that. I just say, oh, well, the plan's changed. I'm sorry. No one's coming.
The mime couldn't make it. You know.
Exactly. All the entertainment couldn't show up that day. And the truth is I just won't bother. I can't rise to that. So I don't try.
Well, you know, one of the lessons that we learn in life, Muffy Mead Farrow, is that, you know, kids can entertain themselves.
Isn't that amazing? They can actually solve their own problems from time to time if we give them that opportunity. Just like the kid who was left at the airport on his way to bike camp. Mm. You know, he became, as Linda said, a self-sufficient kid. And isn't that the greatest thing of all?
Exactly. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's
Thank
Day, Lori.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You too.
And we'll go now with Hank, who joins us. Hank's with us from Clarksville, Tennessee.
Hi, how are you all?
Very well, thanks.
I wanted to say I'm a product of a slacker mother, and I have wonderful problem-solving skills that I don't see in many people because they were coddled by their parents and taken such wonderful care of. And my mother sort of threw me out in the environment and expected me to survive, and I did. And now I feel like I can handle any problem.
So you run with scissors, do you?
Well, yeah, more or less. But I haven't fallen yet, so I'm still successful.
What are the lessons that you've learned, Hank, do you think?
I see a lot of people who are confused and scared by small problems that come up. They can't roll with the punches. I'm used to seeing chaos every day, you know, whether I'm going to be fed or whether the car is going to start on time. I don't worry about those things because I know that there are always other solutions, there are always alternatives, and I know that I can solve problems in my way, and they don't really represent a big threat to me.
Well, I hope you're going to call your mother and congratulate her on Mother's Day.
I think my mother's in Hawaii right now, so she's certainly not taking care of me now, so maybe I should call
her.
She's
slacking off.
She's slacking off in
Hawaii.
She is slacking, actually. So, you all have a good day.
You too, Hank.
Oh, good for her.
Thanks very much for the call. And Muffy Mead Farrow, thank you for joining us today. It's been quite enjoyable. Appreciate it.
I enjoyed it thoroughly. Thank you, Neil.
Muffy Mead Farrow is the author of Confessions of a Slacker Mom. She joined us from the studios of member station KUER in Salt Lake City, Utah. Tomorrow, Ira will be here with Talk of the Nation Science Friday. Joe Palka will be filling in for me Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. I'll see you Thursday. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.